is about being present with what is arising every instant. Body sensations and emotions and mental states, whatever is arising. To be able to know it deeply. In the text that describes meditation in the Satipatthana Sutra, it is spoken about four spheres of experience that we need to be mindful of. First one is the body, and second one is feeling tone, Vedana, to be aware if an experience is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And the third one, there is emotions and thoughts. And the fourth sphere, or the Dharma, so it is thought that it is skillful to be mindful of various set of phenomena, one being the seven factor of awakening, the quality of the mind that help the awakening. So it means that it is also important to be aware not only of the experience, the main object, so to speak, the sensations or even the emotion, but to be aware what is our attitude with respect to this experience. And that's exactly where bondage or freedom is happening. What is our relationship to the experience? If there is reaction, resistance, through aversion, desire, confusion, then the contact is not proper with the experience. If there is no aversion, no resistance, no desire, no confusion, then the contact is proper with the experience, and that leads to wisdom, vipassana. So we have mental states. Sometimes in our meditation we discover, we experience calmness, tranquility, joy. So it is important to be aware also how do we relate to this quality of the inner experience, when there is joy, tranquility, calmness, to be aware of them. Not that we should look always in our meditation for difficulties and emotions, and miss being aware or mindful of more tranquil mental states. So important to be aware of calmness, tranquility. Sometimes there's a slight agitation, but we feel also there's a tranquility there, calmness, or joy. So that we be mindful of those mental states, not clinging to them, and that bring more stability, balance in our practice. If we are not aware that there is tranquility, calmness, and joy, tendency will be to cling to them. And bring our practice out of balance. It is very, very interesting to be aware of those experiences of joy, tranquility, and calmness. To realize if one is experiencing them without grasping, without being attached to them. They don't necessarily disappear, but there is also freedom in the experiencing of them. If we experience joy with grasping, we are bound by this joy. If we experience joy with mindfulness, there is joy and freedom. Just by really experiencing them, not clinging to a concept, joy, 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 or calmness, calmness, or that's fantastic, calmness. That's okay, the thought arises. Okay, that's fine, let it go. And be open to experience joy or calmness. as I mentioned, that sleepiness can be so clear in understanding the how the mind functions. In the same sense, experiencing joy, calmness, without grasping at it, give a strong sense of what freedom is. So to be aware of mental states. Also the positive one. I remember once I was in a retreat in the US, it was by sunset. The light was beautiful in the winter, it can be so bright. So I came out of the dining hall, there was some joy. And as I was aware that there's this joy, so I was mindful and not clinging to it, and the joy did not disappear, but there was a spaciousness, a freedom in this experience. Anytime we can be aware of that aspect. It's not a negation of the joy, it's not a pushing away, but it's a not clinging to it. So with respect to any experience, what makes the meditation is not the experience, is the attitude. If there is aversion, resistance, if there is desire for something else or attachment to the experience, if there is confusion because we are substituting to the experience a concept, a story, we are not in contact. There is confusion, there is bondage. With respect to any experience, if we're open to it, not reacting with aversion, not with attachment, not desiring something else, and not holding to a concept instead of the experience, from instant to instant, then there is a sense of freedom, because there is no grasping. So every instant we have this possibility. And that is depending on the attitude. In the Second Noble Truth, the Buddha speaks about the three kinds of craving. For existence, for non-existence, and for sensual pleasure. As a root of conditioning and suffering. And that's exactly what is at stake, the attitude. Being attached to a pleasant sensation, craving for sensual pleasure, wanting to negate the present experience, which is unpleasant, craving for non-existence. With confusion, substituting any experience, a concept to any experience, that is confusion, that is craving for existence. So be aware of your attitude. Sometimes the meditation is tiring, frustrating. If we have expectation for something else, then there can be frustration. When there is no expectation, but opening to what's happening now, there can be no frustration. If we are tired sometimes because we make effort, because we want to accomplish something, which is not here, then we get exhausted in our practice. So be aware when those signs arise to relax and wonder what's happening right now. What is it that I'm experiencing? To experience it in a open way. Without grasping. Not to wish for something other that anyway you are trying to grasp. All the possibilities always with us at every instant. Nothing is lacking at any instant. And if we look for something that is not here, then we are making our meditation complicated. That's what we usually do, actually. Spending our time to make our meditation difficult. And complaining. So let's relax in the present experience, being aware of the attitude. And again, if there is nothing clear, then come to the anchoring place, sensation in the abdomen or in the chest. Because you can also have a proper attitude with respect to this experience. That leads to wisdom. As with any experience. So practice in a relaxed way with sensitivity, lightness, and wisdom.